While the internet was not the origin of crowdfunding, it made doing it a lot easier. It's not just for starting new ventures and businesses anymore. Individuals can use it to fund almost anything. Crowdfunding platforms such as Kickstarter have been especially helpful for people such as artists and content creators who use it to fund projects from art books to specially designed enamel pins. This type of crowdfunding is mainly reward-based crowdfunding. People pledge a certain amount to the project in return for the promise of a reward, whether it is a tangible or intangible product. Another way individuals use crowdfunding nowadays, especially in the United States, is soliciting for donations to cover health expenses. Platforms such as GoFundMe and YouCaring are dedicated to this sort of charity crowdfunding. People who are facing a large medical expense and have a moderate following online can use those platforms to raise the funds they need, whether it is to cover surgery or the cost of a new wheelchair. Typically, the people pledging funds in those cases do not expect a return in reward. In this way, crowdfunding on the internet has become a bandage, a stopgap solution to make up for the lacks in the official structure of society, whether it be a social safety net or medical care.